comes in the night. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each of us play a part. Fate has been playing with a plus tax. You read your lines so cleverly. I never missed a cue. They came back too. You forgot the words. Seemed to change, you fool. You acted strange and wild. Why I ever did it. Honey, who am I talking to? You lied when you said you loved me. I had no cause to doubt you. But I think one hearing your lies. And you go on living without you. And the stage is bare. And I'm standing there without any hair. I know. Come back to me. What a heck with you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here with a lovely radio bouquet for ye. Don and Mike.
Yes, indeed. And good Thursday afternoon. And welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. Good Thursday afternoon to you. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you. Don and Mike, best of till 3 p.m. Don and Mike live then. And you do want to listen live. Do you know why? Well, I'll tell you why. These are very popular. Don and Mike have pairs of tickets to join Comedy Central and Lewis Black from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart for a private, politically packed stand-up routine this Monday, November 1st at the DC Improv. Also, HBO Family Bonds prize packs. And don't forget, $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal. And oh, hey, I want to send a shout-out to Famous Dave's Barbecue. Chris White and the gang out there taking care of everybody over on Chainbridge Road. That's the plug, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, let's get into the best of Don and Mike. I played an Elvis tape because in this segment, we've got Elvis Schmelvis. Who is he? He's the Jewish Elvis impersonator. Let's check it out. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
It's time for Elvis.
Schmelvis.
It's always time for Elvis on this show. Elvis, Schmelvis.
Schmelvis, hey, Elvis Presley.
So here's the deal. This guy is a Jewish Elvis impersonator, and he's in Canada.
And Montreal. Right.
Of course, he's on our PG-rated show. Mm-hmm. Here is Dan, who's also known as Schmelvis. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Is this an X-rated show?
This is a PG-rated show.
PG, Dan.
We have recently had our...
Right on. This is family-friendly, oriented kind of a show.
That's right. We're not happy about it, but it's true. For instance...
Not happy about it?
No.
Should always be happy.
I'm not happy today. I'm very sad today.
Are you always happy, Schmelvis?
No, listen. I try to be, you know. What I hear from my philosophy...
Yes, Schmelvis.
Yes, go ahead.
Is that if you know, there's no such thing as a bad day... bad luck.
You should live 24 hours in my underpants. Try it in my Levi's.
I'll take a rain check on that. But
it's very hard being us, Schmelvis.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, there's no such thing as a bad day or bad luck.
They're taking away our First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
Just a blessing in disguise. You got to look at everything as a blessing in disguise. Mm.
So you are the Jewish Elvis impersonator. Are there more Jewish Elvis impersonators?
I think, you know what? There's another Schmelvis in England, but he's a little bit older than me, about 20 years older.
What makes your Schmelvis act better?
You know what? I don't know. I don't compete with him. I never seen his show, and I don't know. I just know that he emailed me once, and he said, "Hi, I'm the other Schmelvis, but I'm in the U.K., And I said, as long as you got that end covered, we're okay.
Now, do we have a tape? We have a tape, Rob, of this man performing.
We're going to hear some of Schmelvis.
The Jewish Elvis impersonator.
I think that would be enjoyable.
Sure.
His website. I know you'd like a free plug. How much would you like a free plug?
How much would I like a free plug?
How much? How much? Tell me.
How much is it? Tell me. Is it wholesale?
It's free. For you and me.
Tell me. Can I take a dozen to go?
SchmelvisPelvis.com.
Lovely website name.
Huh? And now let's hear a little bit of Schmelvis.
Elvis.
Schmelvis. Yeah, Schmelvis. Or Schmelvis.
A dozen of two.
Maybe it's the recording.
Dude, you don't sound like Elvis at all.
Well, a little bit. You know, there's I consider myself a tribute artist. By the way, I grew up on Elvis. Elvis is my icon. He's still the king. Just if you guys
hold on, let me just say this sounds nothing to me like a Gentile or Jewish.
No, Elvis. I mean it's just it actually.
I sound like a Gentile Jew.
It sounds too high. It sounds like your voice is too high. Do you do any low voice?
Yeah,
Elvis?
Yeah, I do some lows.
Can we hear a little of that?
Here's another cut. Hold on.
All right, let's listen.
This is from his website.
Shmelvis.
Jewish Elvis impersonator.
Well, since my Bobby left me.
I think we take the Jewish thing out of this.
Yeah.
You may be the worst Elvis impersonator I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, I'm not really. Listen, I have my own style. Let's just put it this
way. Well, now, hold on.
Doing Elvis, you're Elvis.
But listen to this. Hold on now.
I feel so holy.
Okay, now here's what I think. If somebody says to me it's a Jewish Elvis impersonator, I think. Well, since my baby left me,
I found a new place to dwell.
Now, but you, I'm listening to this now, you don't, I don't know what...
A little bit different. It's got a little bit of a different, it's different shtick. But I do instead of love me blunder, I do love me, I do love me blunder instead of love me tender. I sing to a blender. So I do have a little bit of shtick, you know.
Let me listen to you for a second. Let me hear you for a second. Hold on a second.
I found a new place to dwell.
Are you really Jewish?
Yeah, I sure is.
I sure is?
Sure is.
How many days are there in Hanukkah?
How many? I believe last time I checked, I think there's 8.
8 days. All right, well, that's a pretty easy one.
Spell it. Spell the word Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, some people spell it with a C-H and some people spell it with a simple H.
Spell it any way you like.
H-A-N-N-A-K-U-A.
You're thinking he's scamming? No, Don. Yeah. I believe he's Jewish. I believe that he's got his own style.
Yeah. When is there's always
Yom Kippur.
When is Yom Kippur?
When's Yom Kippur?
Don't answer a question with a question.
That must be my Jewishness. I can't help it. Okay.
Hold on. I have a rabbi on the telephone. I am not kidding.
Very good. Like, we're going to have our rabbi grill you as to whether you're really Jewish.
Doesn't think you're a Jew. Excellent. Rabbi Bron.
Rabbi.
Yes, hello?
Hello. Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, this is Shmelvis. I mean, these guys want to know if I'm Jewish. Tell them about my bris. Okay? Just tell them about my bris.
Okay. Well, let me ask bris.
All right, hold on. Shut up. Let the fake rabbi speak.
I'll tell you who
I'm not a fake rabbi.
Are you a real rabbi?
I'm a real rabbi.
Cool. All right, would you like to ask Shmelvis some questions, Rabbi?
Yes, okay. I'm just checking for the sake of the integrity of the show.
Sure.
Just checking.
All right, go ahead. Ask him any questions.
First of all, what is the Shema?
Shema?
Yes.
That's basically the first thing that we say after Modi Ani in the morning.
Excellent, excellent.
Is that all you need, Rabbi?
Has he passed the Jew quiz?
One other quick question. What is the Hebrew word for a commandment?
A commandment?
Yes. Mitzvah. And how many of them are there?
613.
Oh, he's telling the truth.
He's Jewish. Thank you, Rabbi.
That's right.
Gentlemen.
Yes, Rabbi.
May I make a quick suggestion for the show?
Please, Rabbi. Sure.
I just wanted to suggest that a good way, although I may not like it, for you to keep the show going in a forward momentum and to keep it clean will be to switch from a vulgarity format to an all-hate format.
All hate. I think Rob might actually.
This from a rabbi.
From a rabbi. All right, thank you, Rabbi.
I wouldn't like it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Hey, Rabbi, hold on. I'm going to give you a prize.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, thank you.
Cool.
And here's the best part. It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
Very good.
Oh, you're being bad now.
I know.
No, I'm not. I'm being good.
It's the new hate format.
Rabbi. Yeah, right.
Okay, we're watching you.
It's
Which
the.
Was that? I want to know. Is that Rabbi Schmuckler? What's his name?
Schmuckler.
Bron. B-R-O-N.
Listen, Rabbi, you won an Apple iPod and a $10 gift certificate to the iTunes Music Store.
Cool.
You can download a free copy of iTunes today at iTunes.com. Thank you, Rabbi.
Well, the sisterhood will love it. Thank you.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Hold on, Rabbi. Now back
I just like saying Rabbi as many times as we can.
Yeah. Back to Elvis Schmelvis.
Now that we have determined that he is simply a bad Elvis impersonator.
He is a Jew.
I'm
a
Jew.
He's just the worst Elvis.
I just want to set the record straight here, okay?
Yeah.
As far as Elvis songs are concerned, as far as Elvis is concerned, I just want you to know that I have the utmost respect for Elvis. I grew up on Elvis.
So do we.
I do my stuff.
Here's another question for our new censors. Can I even ask this guy our Elvis trivia question? I don't
Elvis.
See why not.
Yeah, I think you could. Yeah, it's an autopsy question.
At the time of his death, what was the weight of Elvis's impacted colon?
That I don't know, but I do know.
Wait a minute. Schmelvis.
Hey, Elvis Schmelvis, hold on a second.
Yeah, you have to at least guess.
You have to guess. At the time of his death, I'll give you a hint. Because you've proved to me that you are Jewish,
mm-hmm.
he had a chalky, impacted colon. How much did it weigh?
At autopsy.
A $1.99 a pound.
How many pounds?
Come on, because we
how
got...
How many pounds?
We got it off the autopsy, and it's our standard Elvis trivia question. Come on, Schmelvis.
Just pick a number.
7 pounds.
Wrong.
Wrong, like his left toe weighed 7 pounds. It was over 40 pounds.
40 pounds, Schmelvis.
Over 40 pounds.
Yeah. Now, do you look like a Jewish Elvis?
I sure do. If you go on my website, you'll see I look like a Jewish Elvis. I wear the whole regalia. I got the white suit. And
you got an act? You actually perform?
Yeah, sure. I do shows all over. I was just in Brooklyn Heights 2 weeks ago. I played in...
What's your real job, Schmelvis? I mean, what's your
real job?
What's your day job?
Also a teacher, music therapist, also music teacher. So I've been doing music for years now. I've been playing music for...
So what it is you get a little of the view in there, when you're doing your Schmelvis. Sounds like you want to sing the way you want to sing and not necessarily
do
the impression.
I do it my way, you know. I'm a little bit like Frankie and Elvis, except I'm still alive.
Frankie and Elvis.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. We're on the website now, but it's... hold on, it's a little cartoon thing.
Uh-huh.
Click on the picture, Rob. And so Mike can see...
Well, that's the best I can do. That's
take a look at this, Mike. Here he is. Schmelvis, I want to tell you, you look like a terrorist. He has that...
Do you have a full beard, Schmelvis?
Yeah, I do. I have a full beard.
Well, that's not Elvis-like.
Well, that's a Hasidic Elvis.
I have news for you, my friend.
I'm the Hasidic resurrection of Elvis. And you know who said that? Johnny Stewart, the guy from Legends in Vegas.
He would know.
When I was in Vegas, he said, you know what?
Why is there a picture of you in a camel?
What's that?
Why is there a picture of you riding a camel on your website?
I did a movie called Schmelvis Discovering Elvis's Jewish Roots about 3 years ago. And we went to Israel and we planted a tree for the king. And while I was planting a tree, getting to that spot, I was riding a camel. So that's the picture from the movie.
Schmelvis, do you have trouble? Seriously, I agree with Don that you do look like a terrorist. Do you have trouble getting through airports?
Only on Tuesdays, so that's why I usually fly Wednesdays to...
Wait, am I not getting the Jewish humor?
He's as funny as a terrorist.
Only on Tuesdays.
Jewish humor is funny.
I mean, do you think right now all the Jews listening are laughing?
I don't think so, Don.
Only on Tuesdays?
I know if he cleaned himself up, he would bear a striking resemblance to Mike Nesmith in a jumpsuit.
He's got the hair.
Yeah, he does.
I think celebrity you most resemble, and I'm just going to, if you cut off the beard and got rid of the sunglasses that make you look like a terrorist, I'd say maybe Jamie Farr.
You do have a little Jamie Farr look to you.
Really?
And we mean that only in the best possible way.
That's a compliment. Because I've been told that I'm a dead ringer for Gary Berghoff.
And I'd sure like to see that movie where you were trying to find Elvis's Jewish roots.
I could send you guys the movie.
Did he have any Jewish roots?
I sure do. Jewish roots? He sure did.
So what percentage was Elvis Jewish?
Well, this is not something that I made up. We did extensive research, and what it appears is that in 1998, the Wall Street Journal... put out an article stating that Elvis's great-grandmother on his mother's side by the name of Nancy Burdeen Tuckett was Jewish. So going on
lineage
of others, it means that Gladys was Jewish.
Hey, shalom. Shalom.
There you go. Elvis was a Shabbos goy. Do you know that?
Yeah, we know what a Shabbos goy is. We have a few of Shabbos goys of our own.
There you go.
Isn't that's like where you get someone to be your slave, right?
Somebody on Saturday is your slave
on the Sabbath.
Yeah, well,
we know that from...
as far as a slave. I mean,
is a non-Jew does the work. Does the work that you're not allowed to do on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
But
is that correct?
Yeah.
Just so we can
not allowed to turn on electricity. He's not allowed to do all these. All these things that require...
This is Elvis Aaron Presley. I'm your Shabbos Goy. Let me turn on that electric razor for you.
So you you have a website, schmelvispelvis.com.
Right.
You don't look like Elvis. You don't sound like Elvis. But
funny, you
are,
smell like Elvis. Yeah, go ahead.
But you are
very Jewish.
A Jewish Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, so there's that.
What is the press release we got on you? You want a spiritual center on...
That's what it is. The whole deal here now is that
here's
the plug. To build... two centers a Schmelvis Spiritual Center to leave a legacy of Elvis Presley.
You're serious?
Yeah.
No,
this
come
is
on.
Elvis was a very spiritual guy, and let me tell you, he was. If you speak to his fans, if you do a little bit of research.
We do, and we are.
Elvis, in his heyday, made $10 million a year, and he gave $7 million to charity. Okay.
Are you saying that your center would be called the Schmelvis Center?
It would be the Elvis, Schmelvis, Pelvis.
Oh, come on, you dummy. Get off our phone.
People will think that's serious.
Go to SchmelvisPelvis.com. It's his website. Frankly, he's not at all what I expected.
No, but it was, it was pretty interesting.
I doubted if he was a Jew, but thanks to that rabbi who won the iPod.
He's
calling
kosher.
Him and giving his Jewish quiz. All right.
Would you like to speak, say anything in Yiddish to us before we go?
No.
All right, good day to you, sir. Uh-huh. I said good day.
All right, guys. It was a pleasure talking to you, right. And God bless.
Thank you, Schmelvis.
God bless you.
See you.
Real good. Right.
Now, Elvis, how could he possibly take it serious if he called
it
Elvis?
It's a great privilege to do this satellite program, and I'm going
Elvis
to do my best, and right. All of the people that work with me to do a good show.
Yeah.
Which is pure... entertainment.
That's right, Schmelvis.
No messages and no this and that. Just
where's my Jewish grandmother?
Make people happy for that 1 hour that he comes across.
Hey. You know, man, I'll tell you, there was one other connection I was looking on that website.
Yeah.
Looked indeed like Schmelvis probably took some drugs, too.
I thought he had that look as well.
He had that drug look to him.
No stranger to the world of narcotics.
He's just chock full of Demerol.
I know what I wanted to do. I wanted to call him.
Call our boss.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you get a progress report, see how we're doing.
Yeah, being as he's not come back by the studio at all today.
Yeah.
We haven't got any guidance. We thought we'd go right to the source.
Of course not.
I mean, we know they'll tell us if we do badly, but we'd like to hear if we're doing okay.
But I guess he's just going to hide.
Yeah, I'd like to let everybody in our listening audience know that on our two-week suspension...
Hello, this is Alan Lyons.
This is what we heard when we called.
A lot of that.
WJFK Radio. Yeah. I'm unavailable right now, so please leave your name... number and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Right.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hey, enough said.
Thank you.
It just got dumped.
Okay.
He's going to play it a second time.
All right.
Just got dumped.
Well, we left it for him.
There you go. That's yeah. The.
Nobody can take that away from us.
You know, that's something I hate when athletes say.
What's that?
Especially like after they won the Super Bowl.
They can't take that away from
you. They'll never be able to. Of course. Well, who wants to take it away from you? Tom Brady, who wants to come up to you and say, hey, you didn't really win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, of course you did. Of course they'll never take it away from you.
Yeah, but nobody ever dumped Tom Brady's passes.
And you want to talk about having something taken away from you? How about coming and doing a radio show and they say, oh, yeah, incidentally,
mm-hmm.
from now on,
stop it.
No talk about sex or anything that has to do with the body. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a PG-13 show. Excuse me, it's a PG show.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, they can't take that away from us.
Let me just make sure he wasn't hiding.
Yeah, because sometimes he'll pick right up after he knows he dodged us.
Because mm-hmm. he's probably back there. Oh, yeah, they're going to break now.
Safe now.
Save you. Save to get out from underneath his desk.
Hi, this is Alan Linewand.
Well, everybody's got that thing on their phones. And yours is the works, Mike, when I call you.
Hello, this is Alan Linewand, Infinity Broadcast.
Yeah, all right, so he's still not answering.
When I call you.
I'm unavailable right now, so please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a nice day.
And?
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
I didn't hit a button yet. I didn't hit the fart button or anything yet.
No. Just we're sitting here like this. Call us.
Yeah, Alan, call us, please, you dummy.
What does my phone do?
Oh, when I call you, I get that thing where it goes, the cellular customer you're reaching, Mike, is not available. You should call your own number sometime. It's you being very forceful. And I think most people do this when they have a cell phone. They say, when you leave the prompt with yours, it's like the cellular customer that you are dialing. Mike,
you have a jingle now. You should use that.
It's not available.
Hey, yeah. Can you show me how to do that?
Sure, come in a little early tomorrow. We'll do it.
Okay,
all right. Be fun.
Yeah, that means it's not going to happen. Magic words. Come in early.
Right.
Yeah, come in on your flying carpet.
Especially in this new climate.
We got a break.
Wow.
On a very wacky day.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't answer it.
I know it's him. It's got to be him.
Don't answer it.
Hello? Oh, hey, Coach, what's up? Yeah, I know. Bye week's over. Packers Sunday.
The Redskins and the Packers, pregame at 10, kickoff at 1, Sunday on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Right now, Battlefield Ford is the only metro area Ford dealer offering 0% financing for 72 months on every 04 in stock. This exclusive offer ends 3 p.m. Sunday, only at Battlefield Ford in Manassas.
People love free. Free is fantastic. Free is, well, free. And free is a great value with Verizon Wireless. So if you love free, you need to get over to the big buy one, get one free super sale. When you buy one phone, you get one free. From color phones to camera phones, it's a free for all, each with new two-year agreement. Take the sleek Samsung A670 camera phone. Originally $129.99, it's now just $79.99 after mail-in rebate. Buy one, get a second one free. Free phones and America's most reliable wireless network, it doesn't get any better than that. Plus, with this cool Samsung from Verizon Wireless, you can take digital photos, surf the web, download cool games, and more. Don't wait. To switch to the best in wireless and get a free phone, hurry into Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Subject to new customer agreement and calling plan. $15 activation fee. $175 early cancellation fee. Other charges apply while supplies last.
Meet at a conference table, grab a bite in the cafe car, earn free travel. Now that's multitasking. When Amtrak Guest Rewards members travel between select city pairs on Acela Express or Metroliner before December 15th, they'll earn double points plus bonus points toward free tickets and other great rewards. Members must sign up at www.amtrakguestrewards.com/AE904. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL or visit www.amtrak.com to book today. Sign-up required to qualify for double points plus bonus points offer. Visit the website or call for details and restrictions. On the train, you can catch up on everything. Paperwork, emails, voicemails.